Getting more poor people into the workforce was one part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's war on poverty. This week marks the 40th anniversary of that declaration. Another key weapon in that war was the Head Start program. It was designed to help poor children do well in kindergarten and beyond. Today, Head Start remains an important part of American social policy. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates visited a Los Angeles program to see how Head Start's faring 40 years later.
It's 8 a.m. and children are filing into the Head Start classroom at Via Esperanza, just south of L.A.'s gleaming downtown skyscrapers. Site supervisor Ophelia Onping is greeting parents who are dropping off their preschool-age children. Tiny girls in pigtails and pink jogging suits, little boys in buzz cuts and sweatpants. This Head Start program is run by the nearby University of Southern California, and it's been lauded as one of the best of its kind. It's located in a low-income neighborhood filled with garment industry factories. Inside, the cheerful classroom is divided into discrete areas for reading, group work, art, and play. A kitchen at the back of the room provides breakfast and lunch for the day students and dinner for children whose parents work at night and who come for twilight care. Ophelia Onping delights in showing visitors around.
This is the main classroom. Over there is the dramatic play area.
LaTanya Buchanan started out as a Head Start parent in this facility. Her experience entering school, she says, was very different from her daughter Antonia's.
When I first went to kindergarten, I was crying. I wasn't ready to learn. And I said I didn't want that to happen to my daughter. So that's when I found my girlfriend from San Francisco saying, why don't you put her in the Head Start program? And that's what I did. I put her here and I said, look, I want to stay here.
As a result, Antonia entered kindergarten being able to count, write her name, and read her ABCs, an advantage her mother thinks is considerable. Buchanan was so impressed with the program, she became a volunteer and is now a classroom teacher's aide. Like everything else at Via Esperanza, playtime is bilingual. It's a subtle bridge from the Spanish spoken at home to the English children will have to use when they enter elementary school in a few years. Lakeisha Lewis is assistant director of the Twilight program. She says for Latino children who may come from households that don't speak much English, time spent in her Head Start classroom facilitates absorption of a new language.
I have an example of a little boy. When he came here, he didn't know a word of English, and he learned English in 6 months.
Successes like this one are not at all surprising to Lucia Palacios, director of USC's 3 Head Start programs. And while her own Head Starts serve a largely Latino clientele, Palacios points out that regional economics determine who's enrolled in Head Start programs.
I mean, if you go to the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia, you are going to see very poor Caucasian children and families who are active in Head Start programs. So it's not just about serving poor African American or Latino children, it's about serving all children who live below poverty. And when Lyndon B. Johnson created Head Start, it was for that aspect.
In a city like Los Angeles, where the demographics shift rapidly and there is a huge immigrant presence, there have been occasional objections voiced about spending government money on people who may not be in the United States legally. But Lucia Palacios says that attitude is often based on faulty assumptions.
In Los Angeles, in our program, the largest population we serve is Latino. Many of them are documented legal citizens. And those who are not documented are going to go to our public schools.
Given that, Head Start supporters say it makes sense to give poor children the best possible start because the impact can lift an entire community. Lucia Palacios says that she's often seen families enter Head Start programs living, she says, on the margins of society. But because Head Start addresses the needs of the entire family,
3, 4, 5 years later, the families are you know, working or going to school and have changed the entire fabric of what their family unit is about.
Mercedes Garcia would agree with that. She started her 2 children in Head Start over 25 years ago and eventually went to work there herself. Garcia says the success of her family is directly attributable to their Head Start experience.
I feel that maybe if I wouldn't have worked for Head Start, maybe I wouldn't be where I am now. I'm a manager, and I was able to buy me a car, and my children have their own home now. It's wonderful. I think I lived the American dream.
a dream she hopes other families will share, thanks to Head Start. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.